Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Red Men Bite Size. It's me, Chris Pajak, with you today. We've got a few stories for you. We are going to be talking about the new FFP rules and regulations that may impact Liverpool over the next couple of years. This is all really because of Chelsea, but we'll get to that. We've got an injury update. Because who doesn't want to know about Diogo Jota, Luis Diaz, Firmino, etc., and when they're likely to be back playing in a red shirt. We're going to talk about Ryan Gravenberch, as Liverpool have been linked with him. And finally, we're going to talk about one Mason Mount. So I'm going to get into it then. Liverpool could be impacted by a new five-year FFP limit. Basically, what's happened is Chelsea have exposed this massive loophole in their signings. If you've not been paying attention in any way, shape or form, Chelsea have spent, and I quote myself, a shit ton of money in January and a mind fuck full of money since Todd Boehly took over. So basically, they spent £190 million in January, because, yeah, that sounds. They've spent £460 million since Boehly took over as the club's owner last year. That is obviously murky waters, I think, in terms of FFP. But the way that they've managed to get around FFP is basically by giving all these Chelsea players massive contracts in terms of length. So, for example, Mudrik, who they've signed for £88.5 million, he signed the longest contract in Premier League history, penning an 8.5-year deal. What that then allows them to do is spread the cost of the price tag over that full 8.5 years. So in Mudrik's case, his transfer fee would be recorded as around about £10 million per year. Had he signed a 4-year deal, this is Anfield Report, the fee would actually be closer to £20 million per year, and that's how they're getting around the FFP side of things. So according now to Martin Ziegler from The Times, UEFA are introducing a 5-year maximum length of time over which a player's transfer fee can be spread. So now that £88.5 million would be spread over 5 years, not 88. 8.5 years, 88. Yeah, that would be taking the biscuit, wouldn't it? Taking him up to about 110 years old. No, so they're going to spread that soon over a 5-year maximum length of the of time. So they could sign him up for an 8-year deal if they want, but his transfer fee would be recorded over those 5 years. So this is a loophole that Chelsea clearly found, clearly exploited. And now that needs that is going to be brought in before the summer transfer window, after a number of clubs, according to Ziegler of the Times, have raised concerns over Chelsea's spending with UEFA. Currently, there's no restriction on the length of player deals in the UK, despite FIFA's rule that contracts should be a maximum of 5 years, unless they're allowed to be longer in certain nations. The UK is one of those, of course. So, yeah, that's basically it. I'm not sure how it really affects Liverpool.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. and it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Unless we were to follow suit and start going for the 6-7 year contracts. But what it does mean, and you see this type of stuff in F1 all the time, isn't it? Someone finds a loophole, everybody complains, the loophole's shut. But, you know, Chelsea are the big winners here, and fair play to them. Like, they are, it's, you know, if you want to get ahead, you've kind of got to find these loopholes. Chelsea found it. They utilised it. Now UEFA have acted, but not quickly enough. And they've managed to get around it. So, yeah, £460 million worth of talent they've managed to bring in and spread those costs over a huge length of time, meaning that they're going to still be inside the FFP regulations as it stands today. They won't be able to do it for very long, but they don't give a shit about that, do they? Because they've sorted it, basically. So, yeah, that's one story. I promise you we'll talk about Diogo Jota, Luis Diaz. And we've now got five players who are out injured, basically. And when we're looking at getting some of these players back, Virgil van Dijk could be back as early as Everton. So we've got Brighton this weekend. We've got Wolves the following weekend. And the following Monday after that, we've got Everton. So Virgil van Dijk could be back from his hamstring injury as early as Everton, which is great news, Roberto Firmino. Still, it's a muscle injury for Bobby Firmino, and he's expected to return in February. We're not able to put a game on that as yet. I'm again reporting from this is Anfield this time. Diogo Jota could be late February, Real Madrid, with his calf injury, which would be nice. And Luis Diaz, March at the very earliest. So it looks in order. It's going to be Virgil van Dijk, it's going to be Bobby Firmino, it's going to be Diogo Jota, and it's going to be Luis Diaz. And then finally, oh yeah, Arthur, February sometime. Not really counting him in terms of the big names. He's been out a long time and not really in for very long. What, you have about 13 minutes or something for us so far. And I'm holding out hope here that Liverpool can be good when these players come back, because it's the only thing that's getting me through at the moment, to be honest. And I think, you know, I've been pretty down over, certainly over the last couple of weeks in terms of the Reds and stuff. Mentally, I'm fine. Mentally around the football, not so much. And I think that we're all feeling that at the moment, aren't we? We've got those January blues. I hate the way that that's a saying, but it is perfectly descriptive. And, you know, we've not been playing well. And I know we've been nowhere near good enough, and I recognise that. And anyone who's watched the podcast that we put out earlier today will get on to that big time. But there is still hope in me that when we get Luis Diaz back, and we've got Bobby Firmino back, we might get more of a tune out of the likes of Mo Salah, who I think is struggling without his mate Bobby, to be honest with you. We're struggling. He's had two games on the bounce now where he hasn't had a shot on target. That's not good enough. It's not good enough for Liverpool to... We've got to get him in a position where he can have those shots, more of those shots every single game. Me and Josh did a great deep dive on Mo and the amount of shots last week, actually, and how he's not scoring goals from open play anywhere near the same rate as what he did last season. And, you know, Liverpool needs to do a better job of that. Now, it probably comes down to the fact that we've had a little bit of Nunes up top. Recently, we've had Gakpo up top and not Bobby Firmino. Luis Diaz has been a massive miss, as we know. Diogo Jota's been a huge miss. Huge miss as well. So when we get these players back, then I truly believe that if Liverpool continue with this sort of solid foundation that we've maybe seen over last weekend against Chelsea, where we were a little bit better defensively, then we can start to play a bit more expansive attacking football. But you need your lads to do it, don't you? You really do. So moving on to the next story then. Ryan Gravenberch, the agent of Bayern Munich midfielder Ryan Gravenberch, was seemingly spotted at Anfield on Saturday as Liverpool took on Chelsea. This is reported by Charlotte Coates, I don't know, for the Liverpool Echo. Apparently the agent was spotted at Anfield. Rafaela Pimenta posted a picture on her Instagram story which suggested she may have been visiting the home of Liverpool as speculation regarding a move for Bayern Munich midfielder increases. After moving to the Bundesliga only this summer, the former Ajax player has averaged just 30 minutes per match on the pitch, and the German champions could be reportedly tempted into allowing the 20-year-old to move on loan. This has promptly been poo-pooed by Florian Plettenberg, who just simply says on Twitter, "It's decided and no doubt he has to stay at Bayern. No transfer in January. Within the club, they still believe in him. A loan to Liverpool or another club is a no topic." So that was quick and easy. At least we didn't drag it on, I suppose. We got a good, 2 minutes out of that transfer story, didn't we? So great, yeah. Exactly the type of transfer stories. It's not dragged on like Bellingham, and we've still not signed Bellingham. So, you know, at least it's put out of our misery fairly early. One that does seem to be gathering a little bit of pace at the moment is Mason Mount. I know Steele will be talking on Thursday. We've got Neil Jones back in the studio for our Expert Insight show, or Geno Insight show, apologies. And he will be asking about Mason Mount, because it's looking like right now that Liverpool do have a genuine interest in Mason Mount. And that's according to CBS journalist Ben Jacobs. Now, I've heard rumours of this Mason Mount thing for a week or so now. And listen, I know he didn't have the greatest game against us, but I do feel like this is a lad who could be an absolutely brilliant Jurgen Klopp player. I just feel like with his energy levels, he's clearly a skillful player. He's so good when he gets a chance at goal. A proper lad who, you know, right now he looks Chelsea through and through, doesn't he? He's been there for a long time. I believe he's been there since he was 6 years old. But, you know, his contract runs out in 2024. Could potentially be prized away. Klopp's spoken about him in the past. And Liverpool do apparently have a genuine interest in him. Not for now, not for the January transfer window, more over the summer. And so Ben Jacobs says the Liverpool interest is genuine for the summer, not for now. And because of that, Chelsea can relax a little bit towards the close of the window, because Mason Mount is not going anywhere in the next 8 days. And then they'll pick it up in February, and they've got a little bit more time and things have calmed down. What he's talking about there is picking up contract talks. The expectation is the direction of travel will be a renewal. But we have to say that based on the talk so far, the terms that Mount wants and the terms that Chelsea have offered are still relatively far apart. So there's work to be done, but the confidence that Chelsea have is that Mount remains in love with Chelsea. Jurgen Klopp is desperate, and this is not a quote now, Jurgen Klopp is in desperate need of midfield additions. Therefore, Mount, whose contract expires in 2024, could be a great option for the Reds. Klopp has previously been full of praise after his member beaten by the Blues a while ago. Furthermore, Liverpool target Bellingham apparently spoke out extremely highly of his England teammate. So, one to keep your eyes on, really, and listen out for, because I do think this is a genuine interest in Mason Mount. It doesn't surprise me. He's a versatile player, isn't he? He's an attacking player, which we seem to have fallen in love with recently. Let's get us more attacking players. And maybe one that could be converted into a creative midfielder. Is this maybe what Jürgen's thinking? I don't know. But a fella who clearly has a boss engine on him, is willing to buzz around and make himself a nuisance. This one's getting marked in keep your eye on for me. So there you go, that has been Bite Size for this week. Upcoming on Red Men TV, we've just done the Originals podcast, I mentioned that one before. That one's out on YouTube for free and in all your good podcasting apps, because the crap ones don't have us, but there are no crap ones, I don't think. Podcast Extras out today on Plus as well. Neil Jones, as I mentioned, is back in for Geno Insight on Thursday. Deep Dive with me and Josh Williams will be back for a free show and a Plus show on Friday as well. So yeah, all the usual Red Men TV content is going to be there for your eyes and for your ears if you just like the audio stuff. So yeah, we'll be back with Bite Size tomorrow as well. So thank you very much for listening. Have a great day. Up the fucking Reds.
If you want more, an extra Red Men podcast each and every week, but you're unsure what the best platform for it, well, the best platform is, of course, redmenplus.com. But if you are absolutely married to Spotify, if you cannot live without Spotify in your life, you can get the Red Men Plus podcast there now. Simply search for us on there, sign up through there, and you'll be able to access all of the new weekly podcasts from Red Men Plus directly in your Spotify app.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.